Okay, I'm driving on my way to Ceres. It's April. It's the last day we're going to... tomorrow we're going to pick the last vineyard of the season in 2022. I'm driving past Tulbagh. So I'm just doing a quick voice note on Tulbagh 2020. I met a guy back in 2014. He was the winemaker for a very famous, smallish, but a very expensive winery. They make all their wines are like 1,000 plus a bottle. And they were big in Bordeaux varieties, Cab, Merlot, things like that. And I started speaking to him, and he said, we had a social function. I actually won the Wine Label Design Awards that same year, I think it was in 2014. And I met him on the function and after party thing of this, the award ceremony. And then we got chatting, and he said to me, but he actually knows of the best vineyard for Cabernet in the whole of South Africa. And no one actually makes wine from it at the moment. And I said, but goodness, if you want me to maybe do a little experiment for you, I can do that. So he said, please. And he put me into contact with a farmer, and he organized me a little bit of that Cabernet Sauvignon grapes. And I brought it into the cellar, and I made a wine from it as an experiment for him. He, after that, now he resigned, and he's now pursuing his own dream. So he's making his own wine under his own label, and that Cabernet forms part of it. But I stayed into contact with him, and I kept on getting the grapes. So story is very simple. When the grapes arrived in the cellar, I said, okay, this is from Tulbagh. How do you pronounce that if you're not South African? So I just wrote Tulbagh on the barrel. Look, I actually didn't do it. It was Julia that worked for me at that stage that wrote Tulbagh. And then once we decided to put the wine in bottle, that name just became the name of the wine. I didn't have a label for it. So I've got my ancient old little toolbox at home, which I inherited from my dad. And I just took a picture of my toolbox and wrote at the bottom, Tulbagh. 100% Tulbagh, Cabernet, Sauvignon.